That's okay.
I didn't know any of them.
Okay.
Would you say smartass?
I don't know any, sorry.
How do you get out of it?
Well, risky, but I'll...
Okay. We are live. It is 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last, well, actually our last two meetings. So the first one is the April 11th, I'm sorry, the March 28th meeting. Well, okay. The first one in our pack is the March 28th meeting. So, Walt, you have any changes or corrections on that one?
I do not.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works meeting minutes for March 28th as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor should be the usual sign. Walt and I approve.
Abstain.
And Nicole abstains. Next up are the meeting minutes from the April 25th meeting. Nicole, did you have any changes or corrections?
Yes.
Yes, you did?
No, I don't see it. Under engineering resources, let me find that. Oh.
Okay, the RPR agreement?
Yep. About the... No, wait, where is... Oh, there. Like, fifth line down, Craig Mackey. I don't think that's how you spell his name.
Nope.
I think it's K-R-A-I-G and then no Y.
M-A-C-K-E. I think you're right. I think there's no Y in Craig Mackey's name.
And the
that's
Craig
correct.
Is a K.
Yep. What?
Craig is K-R-A.
Yes.
And how is it M-A-K?
M-A-C-K-E.
K-E.
And Craig is a K, not a C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I saw.
Good catch. Completely ran over that. I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works meeting minutes for April 25th with the noted changes.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor should be the usual sign. Nicole and I approve.
Abstain.
And Walt abstains. Next up is the plat approval for the Booney subdivision. That is in front of you right now. I think it's is it just a two-lot subdivision, I think, if I remember
yes.
correctly? And you have the report from the Planning and Building Department. This is for Connie Feist's property. I'm sorry, it's a one-lot subdivision. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there in between 100 South and Business 30, kind of loops around the National Oil and Gas, which is also named. You know what I'm talking about?
United.
United, thank you. United Oil, yes. Any questions regarding this subdivision? This has already been through Planning Commission, right, Walt?
Correct.
Okay. Looks like it was... unanimous approval. Well, unanimous minus Chip. So
that's when I answered that if it was two, and you said, I said yes, and it wasn't. I wasn't.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Any questions? I'll make a motion. We approve the Booney subdivision as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. So we'll make sure we sign that before we leave today. Next up I have on my agenda is the Memorial Day Mile street closing permit. And this is to immediately precede the Memorial Day parade that happens. It looks like it starts about 10 a.m. No, I'm sorry, the race starts at 10:15 a.m. And the only one I have is an electric signature. Do you have others?
I have all but the fire department okay. and the water.
Okay. Tom, do you and Shody, you guys want to see? I know you probably don't care, Shody, but do you want to see this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gary, it looks like we're going to need, an officer will lead the parade. Is
yeah,
that what I understand?
That's what we've done for the past couple of years. I've done it.
Okay.
We lead them down. Last year we went into Morsh's, but this time it looks like they're going into
the
YMCA.
Yep. And I'm assuming the YMCA is not open on Memorial Day weekend, or Memorial Day, so that's my guess. Usually they're closed most of those holidays anyway, so.
And this doesn't have anything to do with the parade. We don't
it says
have
here it. From 10.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
10:45.
This is only
we haven't approved the parade already?
10:15.
Okay. Okay.
This is only for the...
No. Oh, there.
Any questions from the board of works?
No.
Questions from department heads?
Get the sewers over here.
Okay.
I don't know you might.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Memorial Day Mile Street closing permit as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the request for a bench on the sidewalk in front of LT Foundations. This is, you may remember, or you may have seen, really just a fantastic facade project that was done in front in that front of that building for the LT group. And I think our redevelopment commission was a part of that. They were part of the facade grant on that and stuff. But really cool. They're doing a lot to that building. If you've not looked in the windows, they're still working on the inside, but they do have some desk in there, and they are starting to work in there. So, nevertheless, it looks like they want to put a bench there in front of the black brick portion right underneath the big window,
mm-hmm.
The big bay window there. So, to me, I think, you know, I think there's plenty of space between the edge of where that bench is and the front of the sidewalk. I don't think that's an area there where there's a tree or anything that's going to provide any problems. There is a lamp pole that's kind of catty corner from that, but I don't foresee that it's going to create any issues with accessibility or, you know.
It wouldn't be any different than the visitor center, would it?
No. I don't see it being any different than that, so.
Is the bench you're using is what's pictured or something
similar?
No, they purchased a black metal perforated bench, so it's similar to that, but it's black. But yeah, so
that's fine.
Actually, the black will definitely blend in, if
right.
you will.
That's mm-hmm.
what the only other thing I'll say is I hope it doesn't get too hot in the sun. So, but so.
I envision the canopy.
Yeah, Marcia. I guess a question for you. Mm-hmm. I know you're on the phone. I just want to make sure if they're the ones requesting the bench being put up there. Do we have any kind of liability or anything that comes with that if someone does happen to get burned by, it, you know, absorbing the heat or anything like that?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. If you approve it, you could put that in as a part of the approval.
That we're not liable for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're approving it based upon them taking full responsibility
yep.
for the bench.
Okay. Board of Works, are you okay with that? And do you have any other questions about the actual bench?
Is it a requirement to be folded down?
Yes. Well, I guess that's a good question. Yes.
So the bench is on city property?
Well, it'll be on a city sidewalk.
So what I would do is, if the approval is subject to them, making sure that their insurance covers that bench and holds the city harmless.
Okay.
And we can obtain proof of that anytime we want.
Okay. And Walt just asked the question about whether or not it needs to be bolted down or not. Do we, I guess in some ways, I would say, do we care? I mean, ultimately, it's their bench, and they're in charge of maintaining it.
Well, if it's on a city sidewalk, I don't know. Does Kelly want that? I mean.
She wants to know, Kelly, if you care about it being bolted down or not onto the city sidewalk. No.
In the request, it says it can be secured to the concrete sidewalk.
Can be. Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. So. Okay. Any other questions for Marcia?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you, Marcia. So I'm good with it. I think it's cool. I think it'll add another aesthetic value to the front of that building. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the public bench to be placed as presented by the LT group with the caveats outlined by Marcia, that they do a hold harmless with the city, that they cover it insurance-wise, and that we can obviously request that in, that proof, if you will, at any time.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, I have a permit to cut in curb streets or alleys for 709 West Business 30. I think that they've already done this. Because I think when I was driving out that way, I think they've already done this. But nevertheless, I could be wrong. Any concerns from the department heads about this?
It says they're not supposed to be starting until the 17th.
Well, I know that NIPSCO was working out on that in that area on Election Day because I went out to do the ribbon cutting at Statco, and so I bypassed that area. So, mm-hmm. But maybe it was at another location, so I probably shouldn't just guess. But nevertheless, this may have added, I'm not sure. So if there's no other issues, I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 709 West Business 30 is presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. HF, yep. I think Gloria is here.
Wrong day.
Yep. Next up is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 212 North Indian River Cove. This is back in Cambridge Crossing. And I think this is obviously the installation of gas service to a new house there. Any concerns from the department heads on that matter? Anything from the Board of Works?
No.
Okay. I'll take a motion since I've taken them all this morning.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 212 North Indian River Cove.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We will move on to bills.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $736,944.99 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 9th, 2023, and this is for check payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $224,084.28 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 9th, 2023. This one is for EFT payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay off pay types except overtime in the amount of $257,885.40 plus overtime in the amount of $10,110.44 for the pay file ending 4/21/23.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
I thought First Friday was a huge success. Anybody that was there would probably agree. Great night, great weather, great entertainment. The pool was washed down today and was cleaned out, and they realized some painting was needed, so we're going to be a little delayed.
Wait, time out.
Yes.
Did we not have the pool painted this past fall?
Yes.
I did not know that, but we've got some stripes that have flaked off.
Okay. I would request that you get with Rosie to get that information,
okay.
And we go back to the painters because we spent a good amount of money, at least supposedly spent a good amount of money,
yes.
On painting of that pool.
It still will be open, however, by Memorial Day. And just an FYI, County Dye's preliminary plat was approved last Plan Commission meeting, so we are approving the zoning tonight, and hopefully everything goes smooth.
Questions or Chip? Thank you. Gary?
Police update, we have three applicants moving on to informal interviews for four positions. Unfortunately, that's where we're at. Board of Works has given me permission to open up another process. I'll probably do that a little later in this particular process, so I'll be doing that again. Ordinance season is among us, a lot of high grass out there, so we got guys going around working at getting those homeowners, having a conversation with the homeowner there to get the grass mowed. Got operation pullover for seat belts starting here soon. Several officers will be participating in that. Again, I can't speak enough for the guys right now that are stepping up and covering shifts, and it seems like morale is pretty good.
Good.
And even with the shortage of people, it's going well, so can't thank them enough for that. As Chip said, first Friday went well. Didn't have any issues down there, so that was a good thing. Dispatch, they have seven applicants moving on to the informal interviews, so for one spot, so that's a good number for them. And again, their people's been stepping up and covering shifts, so I think it's going good.
Good. Question to Gary. Thank you, Mike.
Main Jefferson Street Forest Main Project went out for bid the first of last week. We'll be having a pre-bid meeting on May 31st in this room. CSO 19, they had a couple weeks ago, I reported they had poured the concrete around out by the river, and they submitted a pay request, and then they were also, the engineer requested that they submit their tickets for the concrete, and when they submitted it, the engineers discovered that the concrete that they used was not what was in the submittal, which was not in the specs. So today they tore all that concrete back out and are starting over at the request of myself and the engineers because they didn't follow the spec, so they have to do it again. The second time they'll have on-site inspection at their cost, so it will be done right, so we won't have to do it, or they're not going to have to do it a third time. Today I signed and sent back to the engineers the construction permit for the Forest Main Project, and the number two grip propeller is out of service. We had a bad motor and bad wiring in it that they found, and I've also made contact with Whitco and Clinton City High School for our intern program.
Okay. So
that's it. I've not heard back from either one yet. So.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
The guys are in the process. We had four of the guys changing meters this week. Got quite a few that are not reading and that they're working on trying to get them replaced and get them up. Had a couple new services go in on new homes.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Kelly.
A couple of patch areas that we had a sanitary sewer break. That we had to fix down at skating rink going across their approach. We dug that out and then went up on Van Buren and Oak. We got 16 ton of surface from Niblock's plant and patched that in today. And other than that, and having the sweeper out and did limb pickup last week, and we got some other sewer repair work coming up that we're going to be focusing on as soon as we get dry enough weather that lasts a while, and need the easements to be a little drier than they are right now. So,
okay. Questions to Kelly.
Did you say how trash pickup went?
I did.
Did it go pretty good?
As far as appliances?
Like your portion.
I mean, we just, I don't know about the other portion. I just, we just do appliances now.
Yeah.
But we did get like, there was 250 tires or something that cost like $1,400, I think, down at Jerry's to get rid of those. And we have, he's at Whitley Environmental, brings Steve Smith, brings us a dumpster.
All Pro Towing.
Yeah, they bring us a dumpster for the appliances we put in. And, yeah, but that's all done. So
That portion went good. I can't tell you about the other.
I think I mentioned this last time, but the trash pickup and your junk pickup in general went pretty well. I think people, most people got the message about wrapping their furniture and mattresses, and if they didn't, they know now. In general, I think we had, again, the biggest issue I heard over and over again was the junkers went through, would tear open boxes, tear open bags, leave trash everywhere, things like that. Honestly, I'm not sure how to fix it, but at the end of the day, we may just have to keep a better eye out during those days and just crack down on the junkers, I guess. I don't know what other option to do if they can't treat property nicely and they can't keep the junk in an orderly fashion, then they probably shouldn't have access to that stuff. So, frankly, I think from a legal perspective, once people put out on the curb, it actually, I think it may actually belong to the trash company. I don't think it, but nevertheless.
It's considered abandoned property.
Is that what it is?
Put it out there.
Until the junk, the trash company come and pick it up. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so, okay. Questions?
No.
Thank you. Tom?
Well, we had our bay floors done today, yesterday and today, and it has to breathe, that epoxy to cure has to breathe, so they left the doors up about 8 inches. And about an hour before I came to this meeting, I ended up calling the salesman up and said, you might want to tell your installers that we got enough wind that it blew like these little flower petals in on it, and there are thousands of them stuck all over the place. And I said, if they can get it fixed tonight.
How pretty.
Yeah.
It's a floral accent to your floor.
So they may be in here yet this evening to try to get something fixed on that. Mm. 101 had a seal that didn't seal up right when Adam did the repair on our differential issue that we had a couple weeks ago. It was dripping, so he fixed that today. Last week he fixed 102's brakes. They just needed regular maintenance and needed a brake job. I'd like to thank the water department. Last week, it was mid to late last week, Walmart had been, over the last couple weeks, having some issues with its sprinkler system. They had scheduled to do this big part change out at midnight. The water department got there, realized that the last time they'd paved the parking lot, they had paved over the shutoff, so you couldn't find it, or they couldn't find it, and they were there at midnight to help with this change out. And then so Chris was working with Walmart and the whole fire watch thing, and the water department went out. Chris contacted Bentonville, Arkansas. They gave permission for him to tear up the parking lot if necessary. Anyway, long story short, the water department went out of their way to help us get this thing up and going. So I'd just like to thank the water department and Mike for doing that. Our lateral process, we do have two applicants that applied for the lateral process to fill our vacancy, so we'll be doing interviews with them.
You have how many vacancies right now?
One.
Just one?
Yeah. So we'll be doing those interviews and see if we can see if one of them meets that criteria.
Sure.
And due to the mayor's cheerful email he sent today about some laws that were just enacted, I have a feeling we're going to see a serious increase in our turnout gear pricing. It's all because of the PFAS. Everybody is very well aware anymore of the PFAS issue, which is basically plastic in our environment that we are creating. And our turnout gear is loaded with it. That's how it is water repellent. Now that they're going to make a big issue out of the PFAS in our turnout gear, it's just scaring the heck out of me. So just be aware that that's probably going to be something we see in the future. Not that it hasn't went up a lot in the last 5 years, but it's going to go up crazy again. So that's my dream. That's it.
Questions of Tom? I will say I think we dodged a little bit of a bullet this legislative session. There was a bill that was being debated back and forth about basically a mandatory opt-in for police and fire officials to go immediately into a merit system, and that it that the bill would have been for any community like 10,000 or above, And in order to opt out of that system, it would have taken a majority vote by not only council, but also by the actual full-time firefighters or full-time police officers, which I don't know why we would be mandated to do something we don't necessarily want to do, and especially taking the power out of the hands of the council and putting it in the hands of the employees, with all due respect, I think is a total dereliction of what we're called to do. Nevertheless, they changed the bill so the threshold is 20,000 population, so thankfully we're out of that. But I do want to thank our two state senators especially, who fought really hard to not only kill the first version of the bill, but ensure that we weren't going to be impacted by the bill. So thanks to Senator Bush and Senator Zay on that issue. It would have completely changed the makeup of how we do things here, because frankly, we're basically at 10,000 population. So I think it's rational to say within the next year or two, we would have had to comply to that, and it would have really changed a lot of things. So nevertheless, thank you, Tom. Rosie,
nothing.
Marcia, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Just for your information, I think I've kind of told you some of this a little bit. A couple things over the last couple of days. Had Solid Waste Board and Joint Advisory Board yesterday, and worked through a lot of different things over there. Today, had some time for the legislative recap from AIM as to what happened this last session. As you know, I'm on the legislative committee, so it was a review of a lot of stuff, but still, it's still good information for us. They did this year put a cap on the total levy growth, budget growth, if you will. I don't know if you saw that, Rosie, but they so typically we get a budget growth amount percentage-wise every year. We can grow by X amount. What's the name of that called?
Yeah.
The maximum gravity year.
Maximum you can get.
Yeah. So anyways, long story short is instead of going the regular formula, because ABs have grown significantly, they've capped it at 4%. As you also are probably well aware, two of the last 3 years, because of our growth, not only in AB, but our growth in population, we've gone and done an excess levy appeal. Those are still allowed. So just play with that as we move forward. Today, Chip and I sat through a meeting with our consultants for the downtown plan, and so we're working to start that process. The videos, the CGI videos that are on our city website, those are going to be updated probably later this year. We're going to wait maybe until the August time frame where kids are in school. Maybe we have a well-attended home football game, mm-hmm. things like that, as well as still First Friday and some of the other things happening. So we can get some good video of that. Chip, I don't think we're going to make you reshoot your video. I think we're going to keep it. So.
Oh, good.
So
I was getting excited for a new one.
I know. This Thursday, we got some park director interviews, so we'll be working through that. Tomorrow I do have, this is maybe something I'd like you some of your opinion on. I know Kelly's opinion, and we've talked about this a little bit. So tomorrow afternoon I have a meeting with NDOT. They've set it up. They are redoing the bridge over the Blue River on State Road 9. What, is it later this year, Kelly? The bridge?
Yeah.
Is it later this year? So they formally requested to have a unofficial detour posted through our community on city streets. I officially declined the unofficial detour. But they want to come back and have another conversation about it, because the detour is fairly extensive to go around and to be on state roads and go around Columbia City. Okay. So they want to have another conversation. I'm meeting with them tomorrow at 2 o'clock to talk through that a little bit. But my biggest concern, I think I share Kelly's concern as well as probably Gary's, Tom's, is that at the end of the day, we don't want semis going down our city streets. That's my biggest concern, right? When we've had closures on Main Street, we've had lots of concerns on Whitley Street from the neighbors in that area about how people don't stop and they ramrod through there because they're trying to get past and all that kind of stuff. And that's the thing I want to try to avoid. My concern is, even if you move the traffic over to Lyon Street, that's already a bad situation after school anyways. And so knowing that we're going to be moving all the school traffic already over to Line Street, then adding additional State Road 9 traffic over to Line Street, I think is a challenge. Maybe another thing, and maybe lastly, my concern is that we know locals are going to take, they know how to get around the city, right? So I'm not concerned about locals, which is where my concern comes in about this is, by having an unofficial detour, we're encouraging non-locals to try to figure out their way and maneuver around city streets to get back to State Road 9. I have no doubt in my mind locals are going to be perfectly fine. Frankly, with Google, people are going to figure out a way to get around it anyways. But by allowing an unofficial detour, I think it opens the door for some challenges. Let's say it that way. So unless you both have some really like, no, we should, you know, make it work, I just really feel like we need to maybe continue to push back and, you know, say, I just, for those reasons.
So where is 9 going to be closed from here to here?
So I think what they're doing basically is, so State Road 9 will officially, let me say it this way, the detour, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, but I think the detour basically stops at 205, or will be at 205. So keep in mind that 205 comes from Van Buren Street, turns onto State Road 9 or Main Street, goes down to Radio Road, then 205 cuts off into South Whitley, right? I think that's effectively where they're going to make the connector. Is that right?
I believe
that. So basically, if you're on 14, the official detour will be to take you, I'm assuming, over to 69 or over to maybe 5 and back down somehow, but onto 205 and back. But I don't know. I know it's a long way around. And I know people aren't going to follow those detours. They're going to find a county road that they can pass through or a city road they can pass through. But I just don't know I want to open the door.
I agree about the semis.
Yeah.
I agree.
So this is the Blue River Bridge?
Yes, the one over the Blue River right there by
B&J
Rentals. B&J Rentals.
And in that area.
So. Besides that, let's see. Eagle Glen Association meeting was last night. I know you really missed those days, Nicole.
I miss it.
Overall, they're really, I mean, didn't have a whole lot of really hard, challenging questions. Did have an individual come up and talk a lot to me about the condition of some of the homes on Van Buren Street. I completely agree. Some of them are just not being well taken care of. And Gary, this may be for your information. Tom, maybe yours a little bit. But I'm really considering setting up a meeting between myself and Craig Wagner to really talk about what we can do about addressing some of these properties. Because I just noticed maybe it was a week or so ago, the top of the apartments right next to Columbia Locker, kind of just one down or so, the siding is popping off and there's a big gash in it and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if they have any plan for it, but the problem is I also know there's not a whole lot of, we don't have a whole lot of oomph behind our ability to force people to fix things. So I'm just going to try to set up something to chat through that. But just in case you hear that, that was one thing that came up. And there's some dog bite issues out there that our police department's handling as well. So, and you're all too well accustomed to that. So. with that, let's see. Youth Council is next Thursday. That'll be our last one of the year. Besides that, yes, Rosie.
Don't forget, the next board will be at 4.
Yes, the next Board of Works meeting will be at 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're bumping that back because there's another engagement that many of us are going to be going to. So 4 o'clock will be the May 23rd Board of Works meeting. Walt.
I have not.
Nicole.
I have something this time because yes. I neglected to present one of the accounts payable.
Okay.
So I would make a motion that we pay all the accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $4,123.14 dated April 26, 2023 for meter deposits and credits.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you, Nicole.
Yep. Thank
you. Anything else for the good of the cause? We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.